Hi, I'm Zimin Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. With me today is Daniel Calabrese. We are going to talk about its GEO Social Medical Service today. But before we do that, Daniel, can you introduce yourself first?
Hi, I'm Daniel Calabrese, and I'm founder and CEO of SoundTracker, the first geosocial internet radio.
Daniel, first tell us briefly about your company.
The idea of SoundTracker started in 2008. I was traveling outside of the U.S. on my previous job, working in emerging markets in mobile and mobile marketing. And I was in a place where there was no electricity, no water, nothing working, but the phone was working. And there were some kids that just flipped their phone and they were singing along tunes from their ringtones, from their Nokia phones actually at that time. And that was really a spark for me to think about a service that will combine music, friends, and location. That's the idea of, everybody can have a soundtrack. Anybody can broadcast music from wherever they are to their friends and play music with their friends in real time. And that's the first geosocial internet radio came to life. We really thought that mobile first would be our mantra, and we started with that already in 2008, 2009. And the idea was to bring for the first time ever a very, very large catalog of music that had both international as well as local music available to anybody's cell phone. Allow anybody to just type the name of an artist they want and get music from the cloud, from that artist and similar artists, and allow them to broadcast that music on location to anybody nearby, as well as to their friends on Facebook, Twitter, any other social network.
So do you actually host the music songs on the back end yourself?
We license over 12 million songs, and we get over 25,000 songs a week from our partners, music labels, both majors and indie.
Danny, it sounds really cool that I can share a song with my friends, but how does that really work behind the scenes?
Soundtrack is really the first service that allows the simultaneous playback of music among a group of people. So what we come up with is really something interesting, which is using the power of the cloud. So you are creating a Madonna station, as an example, and you decide to share that station locally with anybody nearby, or through Facebook and Twitter, or through your friends in Soundtracker. And when your friends or anybody nearby searching for music on location tunes in, Soundtracker delivers from the cloud the same musical file in sync to everybody, thus allowing everybody to play the same music, as well as comment and share and chat as the music plays.
How many mobile platforms do you currently support?
We started working on the iPhone first in 2008. We really invested a lot of our time and our energy on Windows and Nokia first, and then we built Android. Let me show you how Soundtracker looks on Nokia Lumia 800 on Windows Phone. So as you open the app, you will have the Now Playing functionality, so you have the cover art of the music that is playing currently right now. Then if you move right, you have access to your music stations that you created, where you created an on-location. Your friends' music, so you can access their music catalog and play their music in real time with you. You can see what's happening nearby, so what's now playing right now, where we are, our location, where we're shooting the video, and other stations that are being created in this location, and then what's trending. So it gives you a sense of like what's trending in the network right now. From the now playing, you can actually access the lyrics of the songs. We license over 6 million lyrics. You can buy a song on Zune, and you can share on email, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you share what you're playing on Facebook, Twitter, or you send it to your friend privately on email, and the person joins, he will be playing the same music with you in real time. Another interesting location features is, as you look for nearby music, you also can look for nearby concerts. So we partner with a company called Songkick, and that allows us to bring in concert information based on location, so you can search what's happening here in Washington, D.C., and you just select the concert you're interested in, and then go into a screen where you have more information. You have Bing Maps, it takes you there, and from there you can actually buy the ticket. As you access the player from the panorama view, you are able to not only see what it's playing right now, but also have access to the next song playing in the queue,
But then by tapping on the cover art, you are able to access more information about the artist. So you can access the Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Wikipedia, YouTube, an official page of an artist, where you can basically right away write into the Twitter feed or Facebook feed of the artist. You can also look at gigs from that artist, both on your location, any other location, and you can look at photos of the artist and actually pick one and download it onto your phone. Finally, if you like what you're playing, you can just pin the station to the home screen and you will be able to access it from the home screen anytime you want.
How does cloud technology, the platform, play in this overall service?
I guess that without the cloud, Soundtracker wouldn't exist. It wouldn't exist for a number of reasons. First of all, we are growing dramatically fast. And, you know, we double the user base every 3 weeks. So we really need the flexibility and the extensibility of the cloud to basically beef up our infrastructure as we grow, in both in terms of user base, numbers of song streams, number of stations created, number of locations we have, number of songs we have, and so forth. We need the cloud for all sorts of services, from the basic services, from, you know, DNS to sending emails all the way down to, you know, creating users, to manage the user base, manage location, to manage the multiple platforms, to be able to continue to build and extend our API to make them available securely to the users to be able to manage the music. So the cloud really works on multiple levels, and we have multiple instances already live, and both application servers and database servers on both Amazon and Microsoft Azure.
Can you elaborate on the cloud services you use, Amazon versus Microsoft, that we know is Azure?
On Amazon, we use mostly the infrastructure services, so from DNS management to, which is Route 53, to CloudWatch, to a number of application servers with database servers, email servers, SNS, and so forth. Whereas on Azure, we are starting to move more and more the more computing power for the things that we're doing on the edge. And the first service that we moved to Azure that we're very happy about is the instant search and predictive search. So we have a catalog of 12 million songs and 1 million artists, and we decided that Azure was the best solution for us to allow users to basically type or mistype any artist they were looking for, of a catalog of 1 million artists, and through the power of Azure, we're able to basically predict what you're looking for, and then right immediately jump into the music you're interested in.
So the service is initially based on the mobile platform, but what are you specifically doing on the web?
We are really building the experience that we have on HTML5 to start the next generation of apps, which will be a hybrid of native and HTML5, starting from the web, mobile web, tablet, all the way down to smartphone.
So the web piece is really based on HTML5. Do you target any particular, you know, browser platforms?
As HTML5 started to grow more and more, I think we were in a very good place to work with both Microsoft and Google on their HTML5 implementation. So we ended up optimizing the experience for Google Chrome, and as Google launched their Google Web Store, we ended up becoming one of the top downloads for HTML5-based web apps. At the same time, you know, as part of the Microsoft BizSpark One program that we're in, we worked very closely with the i9 team at Microsoft, and we optimized you know, the web experience for i9, including pinning your site, so you can pin your site and access straight from the desktop bar to your stations, nearby stations, you know, the playback functionality. And we're very pleased with the numbers we're getting from, you know, from people enthusiastic about the implementation of HTML5 on i9.
Can you share with us what do you plan to do to further sort of expand the capabilities of the service?
The natural conduit going forward for our future is Windows 8. And we have the luxury and the opportunity to be one of the early partners of Windows 8 with Microsoft. So Soundtracker will be preloaded on the Windows Store as Windows 8 goes live. And that's where really our experience on HTML5, our experience with Windows Phone 7, with the Metro design comes to in one place. And we will be able to extend back from the phone into tablet and the PC. And then with that in mind, we're going to be working later in the year with the Xbox team to bring Soundtracker on the Xbox by the end of 2012.
Daniel, this is really exciting. Thank you so much for your time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. And please check out soundtracker.fm or on your Windows Phone, Nokia, iPhone, Android.